Yesterday, we brought you a story about a Northwest community of Indipinos. That's a nickname for people who are both Filipino and Native American. Several Indipino families belong to the Nooksack tribe near Bellingham, but the tribe has questioned their ancestry and moved to pull their memberships. It's one of many disenrollment battles on the rise across Indian country. Today, in part two of our story, KUOW reporter Liz Jones takes a closer look at the Nooksack's proposal to cut 15% of the tribe in what could become the largest tribal disenrollment ever in Washington state.
Still going?
For a little bit.
The Nooksack Tribal Courthouse is a no-frills kind of place. It's just a small, portable building, almost like a mobile home. But on this frosty morning, caution tape and tribal police block the entrance.
The other guy come out, he was
in the driveway, about two dozen people wait out the court hearing underway inside. Their tribal membership hangs in the balance. This tribe's disenrollment process started nearly a year ago, and people here have felt the sting as outcasts.
You know, you find out who your friends are and who are not.
I come up here one time and told them that I wanted some dental work. I mean, they won't even see you. I mean,
matter of fact, even at a gathering sometime, they won't sit by you. So, yeah.
Those were tribal elders Linda Hart, Daniel Rapata, and Lois Gladstone. They're among the 306 Nooksack members on the chopping block. They all stand to lose tribal benefits like fishing rights, health care, and housing. In February, the tribe sent these members a letter saying proof of their ancestry is in question.
I was really mad. I mean, I was ready to come up here and chew on somebody, you know.
Most of the 306, as they call themselves, enrolled in the tribe in the 80s, about a decade after the tribe gained federal status. Their Nooksack ancestor is a woman named Annie George. But in the letters, the tribe says Annie George is missing from a 1942 census that's used to verify ancestry. The 306 is fighting the disenrollment in court.
Yeah, they're coming out right there. The lawyers are right there.
The crowd quiets as Tribal Council Chairman Bob Kelly leaves the courthouse and beelines for his SUV. He's led this challenge against the 306, and he's declined KUOW's repeated interview requests. Mr. Kelly, do you have time for a comment?
No, I don't. Sorry.
I try again.
Could you answer a quick question about why these people are facing disenrollment?
Then, to everyone's surprise, Kelly steps closer.
It's a confidential matter.
You guys need to go.
Someone shouts out obscenities, but he's quickly hushed.
There's still an opportunity for information to be presented. There doesn't need to be a blame game and an argument about that right now.
Kelly says the tribe is following its constitutional rules about membership and that each person is given the chance to make their case. Soon, the crowd breaks up.
So are those responses that you've heard from him before, from Bob Kelly?
No, this is the first time.
First time he ever talked.
They confronted us.
Yeah, within the year. This is the first time.
A sliver of the Nooksack Reservation pushes into the foothills of Mount Baker. Many of the 306 live here, in a cluster of tribal housing. A couple of teenagers skateboard down the empty streets, past lawns strewn with kids' toys and fishing gear.
If you look down here, I mean, every house right here is like my dad's. Uncle Bobby, his brother, Martino, which is Bobby's son.
That's Michelle Roberts. She knows everyone in the 50 or so homes here. Many are relatives.
Cisco. I know some people probably would drive them crazy, but I actually love it.
Robert says she's fighting to keep her Nooksack heritage and this close community they've created here.
Thanksgiving, we always have Thanksgiving together. We have a Christmas party together. We have all our birthdays, you know, and I don't want to lose that.
Without tribal affiliation, Roberts fears many families would lose these homes. This may surprise you, but Roberts and another disenrollee are actually elected members of the Nooksack Tribal Council. Yes, the same tribal council that's launched the disenrollments.
A lot of people that are part of this even came to my wedding and called me niece or, you know, auntie or whatever. And now it's a total 180 degree turn.
Friendships have ended. Roberts and others have been dismissed from long-held tribal jobs. And the tribes even withheld annual funds for their children's school supplies. As to why this all started, Roberts says it's not about money. She likens it more to a family feud. She says some members who grew up here reject others, like her, who moved in later. They're seen as outsiders. Roberts says this standoff has taken a huge toll.
Oh, gosh, there's been a lot. You know, just thinking of all the different cousins that have gone to counseling now and have gone on, you know, depression medication, and all the other elders that have, you know, sick or have taken leave from work because they can't handle the stress.
This tension has also rippled through the tribe's activities. Some regular tribal gatherings have stopped since organizers fear conflict. Roberts also says the council has not held a public meeting all year, despite several requests. And during council phone calls, when she's talking, she says someone hits the mute button. Disenrollment struggles like this have become increasingly common, with tribes in at least 17 states pursuing similar actions. That's according to Professor David Wilkins at the University of Minnesota. He says tribes often base these cuts on bloodlines, while disenrollees tend to say it's really about power and money. Back in town, at one of the tribe's two casinos, I ask a few Nooksack members about the disenrollments. Here's the typical response.
I have no idea what it is.
I haven't heard a thing about it.
Nothing? All right.
Another woman, who didn't want to give her name, said, don't they have their own people somewhere else? Michelle Roberts says even when fellow members do support the 306, they don't make it public. Nobody wants to risk their job or standing in the tribe. One small comfort, Roberts says, is the encouragement from other tribes, who've reached out with the message, we're all Native, we're all one, and we all belong. I'm Liz.